Mountain Country, that thing is smooth as butter, sports guy.
Oh, that guitar right there at the end. You just see me air over here, air guitar. Yeah,
sports guy's air guitar and over there. Sorry about right that, guys. I didn't mean for you
I
guys
saw it.
To see that. That was, that's a, it's not the best first impression, maybe. But
good stuff. Right
well, it was impressive.
I've been working on it for years, you know.
Hey, we're joined by, you guys are father and son team?
We are.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, Gavin and Trent are here, the owners and purveyors at a company that I thought for sure was a nationwide trademark, was a, what do you call those?
Franchise?
Franchise.
Which we are not.
Turns out Wire Nut is a locally owned business. Now, see all those billboards and everything looks like... Just congratulations on your marketing. You've done a great job. I thought for sure you were a big nationwide company. But
well, thank you.
Thank you.
We actually get that a lot. People are like, oh, you're a franchise. No, we were birthed here in Colorado Springs. Our office is over by Platt & Powers. We've been in that area for, what are we, 20 years and a few months now.
So when he was 1 year old?
A little bit older than that, but yeah, close. Yeah.
So you've been in the business all your life, I guess. You grew up with dad running this business? And
yeah, I've been around it my whole life, working in the summers, helping out in the warehouse and stuff, but full-time now doing marketing for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
He also manages our contact center, so the first point of contact when you call in or text in or anything, he handles that team.
All right, so what all kind of you guys have a big umbrella at Wirenut. You cover a lot of different things.
We do,
yeah.
We were short-sighted when we added the word wire to the name, so Wirenut.
So just we, nut.
Yeah, not just yet. Nut. Yeah, we've actually heard that, that we should be the nut. Have considered that honestly.
Really? I wouldn't rebrand right now because you got a good thing going with the Wirenut brand.
So yeah, we started in electrical though. That's what I'm a tradesman in electrical, master electrician by trade.
Okay.
And then added HVAC, so you know, furnaces, air conditioners, all of that. And then added plumbing. What is it, Gavin? Maybe
plumbing started in 2019, and then we added on a sewer and drains division in 2021.
Wow!
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So we're in the homes, taking care of as much as we can.
All right, Wirenut's with us this morning. We're going to talk about the changes of the season because if you didn't notice that this morning, it's very obvious. It's pretty cool this morning.
I kind of regretted not grabbing my jacket.
That's what I thought. I always have a heart. So I do two things that are weird. Sports guy, these are two things.
More than two.
Okay,
no, we'll go with the two.
All right, I do two things that when I'm 4x4ing.
I saw three.
Yeah. When I'm 4x4ing, I won't go into 4x4 until I'm practically stuck.
Yep.
Like I put it off forever. I stay in two wheel drive as long as possible.
And you never use low.
Unless I get stuck and then I have to get dig out with low. And the coat, I will not put on a coat until it's freezing cold. I'll go with like a long sleeve pullover. But a coat, I'm not bringing it out until it's like really worthy.
When I met his mom years ago, all I'd ever carry around is a thin little flannel jacket, whatever. You know, this is the 90s. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Same thing here.
Okay. 4x4, we could go get stuck 4x4 in together.
I've always had Jeeps. Yep.
We're going to listen to Jackson Dean, and we'll be back from the guys from Wirenut right here on Mountain Country. It's the morning routine. 107.3 Mountain Country, Jackson Dean, Heavens to Betsy. That's his new one on this finally Friday morning. The weather is a changing, sports guy.
It is. My legs are itching. That means
he
that,
says it's when his legs are itching, then he knows the weather's changing.
My skin, you know.
Yeah, I used to have that problem. Then I learned I had to use lotion.
Yeah. That's what I told him. Get some lotion, dude.
Novel concept. Huh? Yeah.
Then you're not staticky either.
That's true.
No, that's true. But I do know when it's going to snow. You know, most people have trick fingers or something. It's my itchy skin.
Your skin. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
That's helpful.
Well, all right. You know, speaking of his itchy skin, maybe this is a good segue to Wirenut. Could you give him some humidity in his house? We've got Trent and Gavin here from Wirenut. They do all kinds of stuff. HVAC, we're going to talk a little bit about getting the furnace ready for wintertime. Isn't there an option to get some humidity in there?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's... Yeah? We offer everything from whole home humidifiers, air cleaners, duct cleaning, furnace tune-ups, like you mentioned. I mean,
Wait a second. You guys do duct cleaning too?
We do.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, you know, a couple of local guys, I got to ask, how efficient is that really?
Duct cleaning?
Yeah.
It's more of a cleanliness and, you know, avoiding the next sickness kind of thing. You should see some of these ducts. And even in a newer home, honestly, what happens, you got the construction crew in there. They don't want to be cold either, so they run the furnace. And they're getting all this dust from sheetrock, you know, sanding off and just you name it. So many things in there.
Because we've been in our house a couple of years. It's kind of a new house. We were in our older house for a long, long time. Then we moved. Yeah. And I've never seen so much dust in a house.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, I change the filter. That's what everybody got. Do you change your filter? Every month, first of the month, I change my filter.
That's surprising.
I got a little reminder on my phone that says change filter. Yep.
Better than most people.
Yeah. But because I've been really bad at that in the past. But does that help?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you've got dust, and honestly, I could gross you out with some of the pictures that we've seen. If you've got all that just actively being pushed into the home, blown up into the air, and then it swirls around and lands wherever.
I got it
too, right?
Yep. Yeah. Breathe eating all that it. In.
All right, we got to have you guys over for duct cleaning. I didn't know you did that too.
We do. Yep. We try to keep it a secret.
Well, it's out now, so we're gonna Wirenut is ready to clean your ducts and get them going. So, what about colder weather? We haven't had the furnace on in a while. A lot of people just think it's going to come back on and work as it normally does.
But yep. In most cases, it does. So that there's no harm. And if you weren't experiencing anything last year, you can go ahead and turn it right back on and should be no problems. But we do recommend getting your furnace checked out yearly to make sure everything's good to go. You're not going to experience it shutting down on you in the coldest night of winter, and then you're stuck without heat.
Because that's when it all happens, right?
Yeah, like when it's working its hardest. Yep. Yeah.
Super cold. Family or in from, you know, Texas or wherever, and then all of a sudden, we got no heat. What happened?
Exactly.
And it could be something as mundane as it's called an igniter. It sends out a spark and starts the flame. Well, that builds up carbon. If it won't pick up that flame, you have no flame. You have no heat.
Oh.
Just one little thing causes you to not have heat.
All right. And that's one of the things that you guys would look at in an inspection.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Clean it, or if you can't clean it, replace it. But yeah, we get ahead of it.
So we can get in touch with Wirenut, schedule you guys to come out.
Yep.
We'd recommend doing that sooner rather than later. Everybody's calling in right now, so we're booked out a little ways.
All right.
So calling in now rather than wait till it breaks. So
in our industry, you can see that the cold spell hit because everybody's like, uh-oh, it doesn't work. And then they're waiting in the back of the line.
I'm sure right now at our office, since it's cold this morning, we're getting tons of calls right now.
So, oh, okay.
It's usually how it goes.
And cost-wise, it's better to kind of catch it before it's kind of like with your car. You start off with a little weird noise, and then you let it go, and the next thing you know, you're replacing your whole engine when you could have just replaced a couple parts.
If you're talking an older system, for sure, you don't want to wait, you know, because you're just wearing out more and more pieces. But otherwise, if you have a minimal thing, it's really not a big deal waiting, you know, a month or two or whatever. But, if you're waiting multiple seasons, that's going to catch up to you.
Catch up to you. All right.
Mm. Yeah. Well, just like your duct cleaning.
Where's Joy, the Wirenut dude? I was looking forward to meeting Joy.
Mascots don't talk, so.
Yeah. The mascots don't talk.
Yeah, he's more comfortable with TV than radio.
I just had to throw that out.
He's got a face for TV.
Okay.
So you were telling us during the song, though, that your mascot is so popular, people want the Wirenut mascot to come over while you guys clean the furnace or whatever.
Yeah. Gavin, you want to talk on that?
Yeah. We'll get calls in. They'll be like, hey, can Joey come out and do our furnace tune-up?
It's hard to work in that costume, I would guess.
Yeah, he's not the best. That's why we send out our better technicians to do that.
It's a great mascot, not a great at turning the screwdriver.
He never can explain to him what he found.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right. Just smiles, right?
Yeah.
Just smiles.
Yeah.
And points a lot.
Yeah, it gives him a thumbs up. Yeah. That's about it.
Thumbs
up.
You
can't get those big hands into any of those tight spaces either.
All right, get your furnace looked at before that real cold weather gets here. You're feeling a little bit of it this morning. For all of your, let's see. Now, man, this has grown. Electrical needs, you got it covered.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Plumbing needs, Wirenut's got it covered.
Yep.
HVAC, we've been talking about that. Wirenut's got it covered.
Right.
Yep.
Cleaning your ducts, you guys now got that covered.
Yeah, we have trucks specifically just with that equipment. So they show up and they do a great job of it. And you can do kind of a mediocre one. There's versions of that, or you can do a really good one, and we chose to do the good one.
Oh, so, as far as the equipment?
Yeah, I mean, picture cleaning your dishes. You can just slop around in there with a little rag, and it's dirty inside still in the cup. No, we don't do that version.
Yeah. That'll do it.
That's a good picture right there, because I want my cup really clean when it comes out. All right, that's great. How do I get in touch with the Wirenut?
You can go to our website at thewirenut.com or give us a call at 719-227-0500.
So you can even text that number.
Yep, you can text any of our phone numbers, give us a call. And we'll get you set up.
Hey, you want to do business locally, like with Mountain Country? You want to do business with Wirenut?
Right here.
We are local, not a franchise. This is us.
There they go. There's the owners right there. Father and son. I love the father and son thing. So that's been a good thing, but I'm sure there's
most of the bigger competitors have sold to investors, and I've resisted that. I don't want to do that.
Oh.
We want to stay community, stay local. I mean, I've got my son here who's talented, and I want to see what he can do with that. So,
yeah, I love that, too, because we need local businesses.
We certainly do.
Absolutely, we need them. Yep. It's 818. All right, get your furnace. How much is a furnace tune-up?
We're running a promo right now. It's only $99. Next month, it's going up to $119.
Oh, so get on this
now.
Get on this program now. And if we go to the website, can we make an appointment right through there?
You can, right through the website. You just put in all your info, and it'll book an appointment for you right there.
All right. We got the Wirenut guys in studio today. Give me that phone number again. They can text it.
719-227-0500.
Call, text, or visit the website and book right there. We know that people like texting, and they like websites, so we made it easy.
Covering it all.
Got it all covered.
Super. Well, it's great to meet you both, and thanks for
you as well.
Hanging out with us. Next time you bring the mascot, Joey, maybe?
Yeah, we'll absolutely.
We'll have him stand in the back.
Stand in the back and
want his autograph.
Mess with Guy Gurdon's hair while we're on the air.
See if he can sign for me.
It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Check out the Wirenut for your needs, and especially with your furnace. It's that time to get that all boosted up and ready to go. Because I have a feeling, I don't know, it's been a late, like, we haven't really gotten cold yet.
Not
and
yet.
It's almost Halloween.
Hey, look at this.
And he's really itchy.
I'm itching, so.
I have a feeling that we're going to have a winter.
It's coming.
Yeah, it'll hit. It'll just be late like the rest of the seasons, I imagine.
I think it's going to be a real winter. So don't be left out in the cold. Check out the Wirenut. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. The morning routine continues. Brought to you by Revolution Jewelry Works.
Many seniors.